Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello and welcome to this, a wet Sunday afternoon here in the UK. It's 8 o'clock, so we all know it's time for the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Live, we're live here in Blog Talk Radio, we're live here in Spreaker, we're live in Mike Spirit FM, we're live in loads of ways, and you're more than welcome to be here, and it's a pleasure to have you, each and everyone who's listening, and actually calling in, because I know that we've got some callers in already. So, well, let me just bring you up to date of what we've been doing this week. It's actually day nine of me and Kerry not smoking. Isn't that amazing? Day nine. I never thought that would get to day one even over and done with. But, you know, we've done day nine. And I must say, it's probably been the easiest 9 days ever. So, yeah, fantastic. So, giving up smoking, I did think it was going to be hard, but it's not as hard as it seemed to be. You know, we have an amazing show lined up here for you today. You have an amazing guest. I'm just waiting for my guest to come in to the studio here, and I'm sure that when she does, it's going to be a fantastic show. Let me just... Okay. I'm sure when she does, it's going to be a fantastic show. It's a lady that's... you know, it's been on Mike Spirit FM for, since Mike Spirit FM began. You know, she's a fantastic lady, a fantastic ambassador for the spirit world, and a lady that actually is a fantastic medium. And I'll say that much because she is a fantastic medium. And that's Sarah Spiritual. And I know Sarah will be joining us in just a few minutes there. Let me tell you what today's show is all about. You can call in. You can have a free reading with myself or with Sarah, or whichever way that it works, depending who takes the first and the next caller. And we take them all in order, so there's no queue jumping or anything of the sort. It's just a friendly service that we provide you at Mikesburg FM. And all the hosts provide the same service, that you can come in and have a free reading. And, you know, if you want to be a part of Mike Spirit FM, let us know. Come and join us on Facebook. I'm Mike Davis Medium. You can like the page of MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook over there and like that page. It's getting quite busy now, surprisingly enough. So it's a fantastic thing to be a part of. okay, so let's get on with today's show. Let me introduce you to my first song of the day, and this one, well, there's nothing to be said, just enjoy. Thank you. You did enjoy that, and without any further ado, let me bring on today's guest, and this is Sarah, and say hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Sarah, and yourself there, how are you doing?
Doing wonderfully here in South Florida.
You know, you're making me quite jealous with that word, just Florida, you really are. you know, I knew that I was due to come out to you this year, but obviously due to recent events, things have had to be changed around. And, you know, who knows? Let's just see what the future holds there and see where we go,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Mike, because it's about a year, which time has flown, that you were here in South Florida with us because we're getting ready for our next Archangel Michael celebration at the Expedito Enlightenment Center on September 28th. And you were here last year for that, and I just can't believe, and I'm sure your listeners have been experiencing this quickening of time as well, where things are just flying. Time is flying.
It seems to be going so fast here, it really does. But let me tell you something, Sarah, that you're going to be quite shocked about. Because once I was here with you at the XP Digital Enlightenment Center last year, you remember that I was smoking cigarettes like as if they were going out of fashion, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember. It's
day 9 of me not smoking.
Good for you. Good for you.
Isn't that fantastic?
It's the best way to be. It's so important to keep your body rid of toxicity. And you know what you're most likely going to find, Mike? A lot of people who are connected to the spirit world who give up cigarette smoking and some of the other vibrational habits that we have that lower our vibration, you're probably going to be soaring up in the clouds there. You're going to notice an increase in connectivity more than you already have. So look out.
Well, you know, Sarah, it's I'm feeling a lot better already. You know, not just me, but Kerry as well. Kerry has decided to take the plunge with me, and so we're kind of doing it together, which is fantastic. Which you know, the crazy thing here is, I don't crave for a cigarette. I haven't craved for a cigarette because I've got one of these electronic ones, which is nice.
Yeah, and they're all the rage.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and, you know, since we've had him here in the UK, you know, as I said, day 9, I can't fault it. But, Sarah, let's not take anything away from yourself. I know that you're fantastic. Let's hear a little bit more about who Sarah Spiritual is.
Well, Sarah Spiritual is the owner of the Expedito Enlightenment Center, and it's located in West Palm Beach. I design a whole line of spiritual products designed to create a different vibrational energy around someone, whether it's a mist, whether it's an oil, whether it's a spiritual cleansing bath. So I have a whole product line that I create based on what spirit gives me. And every day I'm there meeting the people with one-on-one personal consultations. And then in the evenings I teach different classes, raising the vibration, the I Am Presence. We just did a miracle class on Friday night, which was so much fun to do, how to be a creator of your own miracle. So Sarah Spiritual is someone who really just looks for different and new ways to serve other people. And that's my life. It is my job, for lack of a better word. And it's something that I truly love doing.
Most definitely. And, you know, isn't it quite bizarre, you know, because even though that you're on the other side of the world, really, to myself, I know that because I was going to ask you about your classes, because I know that's something quite new there to yourself, that you're doing development and people can come along to you, and which is fantastic that we can all join together as one. But listen to this. I've taken on a class as Sarah.
Really?
Yes, it, you know, as I said, we're on the other side of the world to each other, really. And, you know, we kind of walk in the same pathway. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It is amazing. You and I always seem to manage to do that, though.
You know, Sarah, and that's without even interacting with each other, you know, that we seem to be on the same pattern of working ability with the spirit world, if you want to call it that, you know, seem to be on the same wavelength. And to me, I think to myself, you know, it's amazing. It really is, isn't it?
It truly is. I'm of the belief, though, Mike, and I think you are too, because I believe we discussed this when you were with me. But for your listeners on the radio show, the way we met through someone who heard me on one of my radio shows and kind of connected us, I can't help but believe it was really spirit bringing two people together who would not meet under any other circumstances to come together and join forces. And when you were here in South Florida, you know, we were referred to as this dynamic duo because we worked so well together naturally, as if you and I had been doing joint readings for years. So that has to be spirit driven. It has to be.
Oh, most definitely, you know, and I know that that gentleman, Paul, which is Paul Parker, is listening to us right now. And, you know, I thank Paul for allowing him to allow us to meet, because, you know, without Paul, I don't know if we would have met. I believe we would have, because, as you say, spirit-driven, and I believe that, you know, it was spirit driven. The amount of times that we worked on radio before I actually came over to Florida with you, and, you know, worked together, audiences and private readings and all of the things that we'd done there together, which was absolutely fantastic, as you said, known as the dynamic duo, you know. And what a wonderful name to kind of call us, because that's what it was. It was a perfect energy, perfect balance between the two of us there, wasn't it?
It was. It really was. And it had a sense of, you know, like you're coming home. It's like we must be part of the same soul family. I believe all of us who chose to incarnate in this lifetime at this time of great change in the world, in the physical realm, as well as in the spiritual realm, that we all made a contract, that we would all come together to help each other. But I believe there are certain people that come into your life that there's an even deeper soul connection, and I feel that connection. I feel as if we've probably done this, who knows, maybe back in the days of Atlantis,
sitting
on the side, just reading everyone.
And you're most probably right there, Sarah, because, you know, it feels, I very often talk about where I'm doing this development class down in Port Talbot, Spiritualist Church, which I know that we have some of the people from Port Talbot Church listening to us. And may I just take this opportunity, Sarah, to say to them, look out tomorrow, guys. You're in for a bit of a ride. just leave it at that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's one of those places where I feel at home. You know, every time I go to Port Talbot, I feel at home. And, you know, when I came over to Florida, I was very nervous coming over, Sarah. I'll be honest with you. You know, I came over with somebody else. I wasn't on my own. And I was very nervous about coming over to Florida to work in another country, because at that stage, I'd already worked out in Spain. I was already booked and went out to Spain to work. But Florida was my second overseas trip, which was a bit daunting because it was a lot further than Spain, because Spain is only an hour really away on a plane. And to kind of fly 9 hours to go and work for Spirit was a little bit daunting, and I was a little bit unsure. Now, when I got to center, they're out in Okeechobee Boulevard. Off Okeechobee Boulevard Street, should I say. And that always makes me laugh. I was going to check up to myself. But, you know, once I arrived there, that really felt as if I was coming home. And that's the way it made me feel. So, you know, I can go with exactly what you're saying, because all the nerves kind of went, and, you know, we finally met each other face to face rather than just on the end of a telephone or Skype there. And, you know, the rest is history, isn't it? You know, we worked together absolutely fantastic. The energies blended together as one, and what a fantastic time that we had, I must say that.
Yes, it has been wonderful, and I know that people are asking, they're like, is Mike coming for the party? And I was like, no, we're planning another special event. We just haven't picked a date. And they're like, oh, okay. But even the children who sang at the celebration, because you know we have them singing again, they are so happy to entertain, and even they remember you. So it's so interesting, the impact that you made to everyone. And I don't know, I think we had close to, 300 people there. There was a lot of people. And we're expecting another fabulous turnout at the Archangel Michael celebration this year.
You know, and at that celebration, Sid, I remember coming in, coming along and meeting everyone, which was fantastic. It was overwhelming in some way, because not only there was a party going on, there was the children singing inside, but outside. And you know, we've got a kind of picture this year in the UK, late September. Outside at maybe around, was it about 6 p.m.? Say it was around that time the party started, wasn't it?
Correct, yes.
Sat outside and the weather was absolutely glorious. Still feeling the warmth of that sun beating down upon us and doing an outside broadcast live radio show. I couldn't think of anything better, I must be honest with you. So, yeah, as I said, it was overwhelming to be there, and I'm really looking forward to when we actually nail the next date together and get things sorted there. Because, you know, I keep telling Kelly all about the adventures of me going to Florida and looking forward to the return. But, you know, I'm sure as time develops that we'll get that date sorted and nailed and, start planning the next visit very, very soon.
Absolutely. And we'll kind of do a little mini tour here in South Florida. We'll see if we can expand to a couple of other, connections that we already know have, enjoyed watching us, grow together on the radio and just really work together and, really building, a wonderful connection with the people here in South Florida and, all across the United States, because I know that you have quite a spectacular message to give people. And you really bring a lot of comfort and enlightenment to individuals. And, we're more than happy to host you again here.
Perfect. And as I said, the pleasure will be mine to come out and to be a part of whatever celebration that you have. But, Tina, I want to tell the listeners here about the shop side of things, because I know that you do some wonderful ranges there of mists and perfumes and so on there, because you I'm gonna say this, I remember last time that I kind of threatened to spray myself with this mist, and do you remember everyone saying no, don't do it? Do you remember that mist, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it was one of the love mists, right?
Yeah, it was, and sneakily behind your back I did spray it. And but I did squirt it with Gwyn as well. I did squirt it all around Gwyn, but things have developed with Gwyn as well.
Mm.
So
wonderful! It's powerful stuff.
Yeah. Most definitely, because since we've returned, as you know, I am now engaged with the wonderful Kerry, and Gwyn is kind of in and out of a relationship himself. Which he wouldn't admit to that, mind, but he is.
Good.
Maybe we should bottle that and bring her over here to the UK, and those that need that mist should really get their hands on it. So how can people get hold of that, Sarah, if they want some of the love mist or healing mist or whatever range that you do? How can people get a hold of that?
Well, they can go to our website. It's easier to remember Sarah Spiritual, S-A-R-A-H Spiritual, sarahspiritual.com. And there's a link to our Enlightenment Center. And they can always send me an email at Sarah Spiritual. And the wonderful spray that you sprayed, Mike, was, we did have a romance mist, and we do still have a romance mist, but you sprayed Soulmate. And we were like, oh, be careful, Mike. But, careful what you ask for, because the universe will give it to you. And all of the mists are made with blessed waters and energy and oils and herbs. And it's a whole production. And you got to see my little magical kitchen where I create all of these wonderful concoctions. So everything's hand-blended, and we have a romance mist, a soulmate mist. We have, oh, goodness, a good vibration mist. We have a reversing for energies you want to kind of just be brushed away and keep yourself moving forward. We have an Archangel Michael mist, a Raphael mist. We have so many oils, and, we have a soulmate oil. I know my ladies love to put that on and go out for a night on the town, because they come back with someone for sure that is interested in them, because, goodness gracious, they sure did smell good. So the rest is up to the divine to guide us to the right people. And it was already written in stone when you were at the center that you were going to meet Kerry. You just had to spray to make sure she made it to you.
She certainly did do that. She certainly did. So I know that it's not just mist that you sell there at the store. I know that people can come along and book a reading with you, Sarah. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, we have individual readings. We also do it, of course, via Skype, via the internet, the phone. We do it in person at the center. And I, like yourself, Mike, I have clients all across the United States. I have even people who are, stationed in other countries representing our country and protecting freedom. I even have the opportunity to read some of our military forces, which is such a wonderful thing to do, to, know that I can offer that bit of hope to someone who's in another country, all alone, serving their country, yet they can come and get some guidance. So readings and myths and candles and teaching. We teach. We have crystals. We have wonderful bracelets, evil eye products for protection. You name it, we've got it. And we're always changing. We're always changing.
Which is, you know, the wonderful thing about it is, you know, because when you're changing, and I always look at this within our work with our mediumship, you know, if we are changing, then we are developing. If we develop, and we're moving forward. And I believe that's where you are. Because I remember you telling me that you haven't always been where you are now. The store has changed location, wasn't it? And
yes, we were in a small spot, exactly. 7 months later, I moved right across the parking lot, but it was what I felt compelled to do.
Because I remember our friend Paul Parker, saying to me, you need to, because, you know, when we started speaking and started doing radio shows together, Paul sent me a link to your shop. And he said, you have to look at this, Mike. It's like McDonald's. I was like, oh, McDonald's, that's food. And I was thinking, am I going into a food store? You know, where am I going? And when I looked, you know, it's very similar to like, you know, the car park, if you like, to McDonald's, and like if he was going in, but not the drive-through, so to speak, but a very relaxing, a very uplifting environment. Most definitely, of when I was there, that's exactly where I felt uplifted, relaxed, and very comfortable to be within that environment there with yourself. So, thanks to Paul, isn't it?
Yes. We will always be indebted to Paul for that. And I know Paul and I visit sometimes on Facebook because, of course, like you, Mike, I'm Sarah Spiritual on Facebook, so people can find me. And so Paul and I talk on Facebook sometimes. And, you know, he always is very kind. He likes some of the comments and the messages from Spirit. He'll post my radio shows here on his Facebook page to spread the word. I have two radio shows. I have one that is national here in that I've been doing for 4.5 years, and in what it comes out of West Palm Beach, but it's heard across the United States on something called iHeartRadio.
That's the one. That's where I visited with you, wasn't it? And done a show live in the studio with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, there's a picture that you use in a lot of your promotions that was taken in our radio station. I was like, wait a minute, I know that table. I know where he is. It's a secret. But then I have my radio show on Tuesday that I do with Dean K. Piper, and it's W4WN. It's a women's network, and that is heard internationally. And that show is heard from 5 to 6 p.m. here in the United States. And the reason why I picked that time, because I really wanted to pick a time that my clients, I really want to call friends and family in the spiritual world, could listen to a show that I do internationally at a time that wasn't too late or in the middle of the night for them. And that's why I was able to pick that time slot so that I could still be heard at the U.K., I guess it's usually about 11 o'clock at night with you all, 10 or 11 o'clock at night when I'm on air at 5 p.m. here in the United States. So I have quite a big listenership coming from abroad.
Wonderful. And you know, again, it's amazed me by doing this show and the show before this of how far it stretches, you know, because, you know, so not only do we reach the USA, but we reach every country out there. You know, it was only a couple of weeks ago that we was looking at the statistics of the show, which really, you know, it kind of really blew me away to realize that the amount of listeners that we have here on Mike Spirit FM, the amount of countries that is listening in, it's absolutely phenomenal. It really is. And
it
I imagine
is, it absolutely
with yourself, isn't it? You know, it's phenomenal. Sarah, I know I can speak to you for hours upon hours upon hours, which we have done in the past, you know, just spent hours upon the phone just chatting. But, you know, I know that in front of me that there's a call list that's growing and growing and growing. So if it's okay with you, we'll go to the phone lines in just a bit. But let's go to a quick music break. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy this one, Sarah. And I'm sure that you'll be singing along. So let me just say to you, enjoy.
Mm-hmm. never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and live on MikeSpirit.fm with my wonderful guest, Sarah Spiritual there, all the way from West Palm Beach in Florida. And hi, Sarah. Did you enjoy that song there?
I do. It's a very popular song back in the day here. It's a very, very powerful song.
You know, I could just envision you singing along to that, because I know that, you know, not only do you work for spirit in so many ways, but what a voice that you have.
Thank you. Yes, I love to sing. That was actually what I thought I was going to be when I grew up. Little did I know Spirit had another plan.
You know, and they always do have a different plan than what we think, isn't they? Always have been the same. Okay, let me tell the listeners how they can get involved this year, because you can get involved with today's show several ways. You can call us. You can call us in live on 760-283-4611 if you are in the USA. But if you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the world outside the USA, you need to dial 001, then 760-283-4611. Or if you do, go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Mike Spurrett FM. You will see a Skype button there, and press that Skype button, and that's another way you can come into the studio, which will be totally free of charge. So what more can you ask for, Sarah, than listen to us live for free, call in for free, and have a free reading? Isn't that fantastic?
Yes. Yes, I'm very excited to connect with your listeners and see what Spirit has to say for them.
Okay, well, you and me both, Sarah, are excited for that. So let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to, and I do apologize, I haven't had time to screen any callers here today, but let's go to area code 807 and say, hi, 807, can we take your name there, please?
Hi, it's Shelley.
Shelley?
Yes.
Okay, Shelley, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Canada.
Canada, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Shelley?
Just wondering if you had any message from Spirit for me.
Okay, Sarah, do you want to start with this one and then I'll come into it? Because I know that you know we do like to kind of work together on these ones, don't we?
Okay, yes. All right, Shelley, can I have a birth month and day, please, for you?
November 6th.
November 6th. Okay. Shelley, one of the first things I picked up from Spirit when you first called in, when I heard your voice, is your energy. It's almost as if you're feeling, I really want to say depleted. You're not feeling at the top of your game. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And they're also talking about thinking. You're thinking you're I don't want to say you're pacing, but the way they showed is like you're figuring things out. You're at a crossroad. It's time for you to come to a conclusion with something. Does that make sense to you, Shelley?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. And they're also talking to me about your gifts and your ability. They're talking to me about your gifts because you have a wonderful energy that channels through you. And I don't really feel like Spirit is that unfamiliar to you. I almost get a sense of the way they show it to me. It's like there's a healing energy that kind of funnels through you. Does this make sense to you, Shelley?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Shelley. I see in the next 3 months that there's a change coming for you. It's time for you to, the word they're telling me is, and hopefully this will make sense to you because they're not telling me anything other regarding the change except for this phrase, time to move on. Does that make sense to you, Shelley?
Yep.
Okay. Time to move on. You have to be, they give me a ship, you have to be the captain of your ship. It's time for you to turn down and go a different direction. There's change coming for you, but you also need to take care of yourself, your energy, your physical being, your cellular structure. Seems like the body is tired as well. It's not just the spirit, but the body is tired. So they're telling me you need to be aware of your health as well, Shelley. Is there a concern in the health that you're looking into? Because I feel like you need to just take better care of yourself. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I've been doing that the last month, actually.
Okay. Shelley, it's very important. I'm not saying there's an issue. I'm not a doctor. I can't give you medical advice. But Spirit is saying be more aware. Be more aware and be more aware of the connectivity. Spirit is also saying you're feeling their presence more and more recently. They take me back 4 months. The past 4 months there seems to be a different level of vibration around you, almost like you seem to feel Spirit more, maybe even hear Spirit. It's a phenomenon. Things are going on around you that make you more aware of the spirit world. Is that correct?
Yeah, the past year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're telling me the past 4 months, they count me back 4 months, there's something that's significant, something made a shift within you, and in that past 4 months, it's almost like the vibration has doubled. So you see the past year, but it's almost intensifying these past 4 months, they also tell me.
Okay.
All right, Mike, are you getting a connection? Because I feel like there's someone who wants to come through, and I know we want to really see who comes through on this one.
Yeah, most definitely. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Mike.
You know, I do believe that there's a lady that's connecting there with you instantly here. And I know that as I'm aware of this lady, she takes me towards your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. She makes me feel that when she passed home to the spirit world there, it was quite a sudden passing with her, because she makes me aware it wasn't expected for her to go of when she did, she tells me.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I believe that she's quite closely connected to you, almost as if she's like your mum. Or your grandmum, certainly, as she comes through. Do you understand of who she is?
Oh.
Yeah? Okay, that's fine.
It could be one of two people, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she's close. See, and the more that we go into it, the more that it'll become apparent to definitely which one it is. Now, she makes me aware that, you know, that she was only ill for, like, maybe a few weeks, I want to say, before she passed, okay? But I know that she comes through with this abundance of love there for you, and I want to just be happy. I want to be content around you, because I know that's what she tells me there. I do believe that you was very comfortable with this lady, and you could talk to her about absolutely anything in your life of when she was here with us. And I believe that that's what she's come through for, is to say to you, you know, that's what you're missing. You're missing that someone important that you can speak to. Someone that you can, you know, get things off your chest, should I say. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, and now you should recognize which one it is. Is that right?
No. So it could be one of two.
One of, still one of, okay, well, she tells me that she's the shorter one. She's the shorter one. Do you understand of that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, she's the shorter one, she says to me, and the more feisty one. Do you understand that she was a little bit, the one that's shorter was a bit more feisty in her ways when she was here with us? You know, I don't want to take no messing around off no one. I wouldn't. You know, I know that she makes me aware that if she had something to do, she would do it no matter what. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay, bless her heart. Because I know as she makes her communication here with you, Shelley, I do believe I need to say to you that, quite rightly, as Sarah said, onwards and upwards, and it's time to go forward, because I know this lady is behind you. She wants to, like, push you forward, because that's exactly what she would have done in this life. Always kind of made you go forward in your vibration. Always wanted you to just do your best, she says to me, and then nobody can have nothing to say about it. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Why does she make me feel as if I'm, like, nervous or scared in some way? And I see, it's not me. I want to place that with yourself. It's almost as if you're nervous of doing something, or kind of like scared to take the plunge. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, a bit, I guess.
Okay. See, because she makes you aware of, you know, let's not be scared. Let's not be nervous about it, because she's behind you every single step of the way. Okay. And I believe that's what she wants me to sit there with you. She's behind you every step of the way. Now, I know, Shelley, as she talks to me there, that you are aware of the spirit world yourself in some way. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, because I know that you are aware of spirit. And you know, Shelley, in some way, that if I said to you that you're able to connect to the spirit world also, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
See, because she says to me there about being able to connect to the spirit world yourself. And I know that I want to say to you that you're kind of at the point of where you feel, what's the right word? Toying with the idea. Do you understand of that? I don't know whether I'm doing the right thing there. Moving on. Do you understand that I'm toying with it at the moment? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I'm kind of pushing myself, I think, is what it is.
As long as I understand of what she has to say, then you know that I believe that's my job done, really, from the spirit world. But I know that she keeps saying to me, tell her I'm always going to be with her. I'm always going to be around her vibration. I'm always going to sit there and just participate. thing that goes on within your life. Okay, so know, Shirley, that the spirit world is walking with you side by side and enjoying the thing that's going on within your life. See, because I know that in yourself, in your own vibration, you are quite a character yourself. I know that you enjoy a bit of a laugh and a joke, should we say, at times. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and okay. Would I be right in saying to you as well, Shirley, that you like to play some practical jokes now and again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it just reminds me of something, and they just put it in my mind. You know, this morning, me and Kerry, we were doing a little bit of a practical joke with Kerry's son there about ghostly activities and so on there. And it just brought my mind, my awareness to that, of what we was doing this morning. And it just makes me chuckle. And I know that that's where you have been, or what you've been doing is, you know, I like to have a bit of a joke. I like to have a laugh with things. Let's not take it too serious. And I know that that's the way this lady comes. Let's enjoy what's around us. Instead of making it a chore, let's make it happy. Do you understand of it?
Yes.
Perfect. Shelley, I know that we could work all night there with you, me and Sarah, but I know that we have to move on because I know that our call list is getting fuller and fuller as we speak, which is obviously it's nice and wonderful. But let's try and get to as many as we can. So, Shelley, let me say this to you. Thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you very much to you and Sarah, too.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Sarah. A lovely lady there, wasn't she?
Lovely, lovely, and a lot of great changes coming for her. I always get so excited when we connect with Spirit, and Spirit is just kind of showing them at a crossroad, and things are right there before them. They just need to take that first step.
Oh, definitely. They just need to take the plunge, definitely. Okay, let's see what the next caller brings, and that's area code 813, and say, hi, 813. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Lena, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Lema, you said, was that?
Lena, L-A-N-N-A. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lema, no problem. And from where did you say you was? Tampa's?
Tampa, Florida.
Ah, wonderful. Is that the easiest?
I'm north of her. I'm central Florida. She's south Florida near Miami.
Well, you can tell I'm from the UK, Lima. I don't got a clue. You know, when I came over to visit Sarah, it was an amazement to myself how I got there. It really was. But that's okay. No problem at all. Sarah, do you want to start there?
Yes, yes, I'd love to. Thank you, Mike. Lena, you know, it's interesting because the first thing, Lena, they tell me about is your shift in work and finances. It's time to make adjustments here. When is your birthday?
Next month, the 12th of October.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's time for you to increase. They tell me that you need to... I really see an opportunity for promotion, advancement, financial reward. It's time. It's as if you're not getting the abundance that you would like to get on a regular basis. It's not where you imagined yourself to be. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It does.
And it's as if there's you're rediscovering your purpose in life, and in this process you have to find a job, a career that mirrors who you have become in the past. They take me back 5 years. So I'm going to have to go back to about 2008. There was a lot of shifts in your life on or around the 2008 time frame, and you're kind of coming out of all that, Lena, and you're becoming who you are, and this is your chance to really begin to write yourself your own paycheck and decide what it is you want. You need to claim your abundance. It seems money has not always been an easy flow for you the way you would like it to be, and you've hit your rough times, but Spirit is telling me that money is coming. So that relationship you have with money, make it be a positive one. See the abundance coming to you. Make it almost like a love affair with abundance, and know that the universe will always provide for you. It's a good shift that I see coming for you. And I believe 2014, which will be here before we know it, because they give me a short time, so they take me into the beginning of 2014, is going to be a better, sounder, secure financial year for you. Does this make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. Was there a specific question? Because I feel there's a specific question that you have. There's something that you are looking for.
Oh, two things. Like, I was trying to move, so I don't know if I should stay where I am or should I move. Or, and then this guy I was messing with. I can tell I've grown because he's kind of in and out, and I wanted to make sure that was finally over.
Okay. All right. As far as the move is concerned, Spirit says, yes, you are going to move.
Okay.
They say for you, not soon enough.
Right.
But it's not, that makes sense, yes? But it's not quite time yet. The environment, the stars, everything's not aligned yet. There are things that have to fall into place for you to make this move. And I get the sense from Spirit that once you embrace what's next for you in your job and career,
mm-hmm.
that is going to allow you to place yourself in the correct spot. The birth date of the gentleman that you are in and out with, what is his birthday, please?
6/18.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, he is, you know, he's kind of got this vibration of now you see him, now you don't anyhow. He
yeah.
seems a little more self-absorbed than you
yeah.
are. That's not a judgment statement. That is simply saying that he is not at the same vibrational frequency, nor is he ready for something that you are becoming ready for. You're ready for a relationship. You're ready for the next step. You're ready to say someone is a life partner. He is not there. And Spirit says that he comes with a couple, they go two pieces of baggage, two things that he needs to straighten up in his life to really come complete with you. So you're getting mixed messages because his life is not in order, and he is really enjoying being in love with himself more than he is in love with someone else. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, it makes dead on sense. Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, you're making, so to answer your question before I hand you over to Mike, you are
okay.
making the correct choice
okay.
for your free will to step back, because his vibration does not enhance your vibration, nor does it allow you to be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. I just need a confirmation.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, too much drama. You've been there, done that. I got just
yeah.
such a chill that just
mm-hmm.
came over me, like, been there, done that. I got such a chill, and I know it's one of your relatives or ancestors coming to give you a message. So with that, I'm going to hand you over to the other dynamic duo, my dear friend Mike.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay, now I do have a connection here for you. I do have a gentleman that's in the spirit world that wants to settle his vibration here with me. As I'm aware of this gentleman, I believe that he would have been quite slight of his build before he passed home to the spirit world there. I know that he comes through a very well-dressed kind of a man, so I know that he would like to look his best whenever he was with us.
I like my grandfather.
And would I be right with your grandfather that he would have always been very clearly spoken, and he would always like to, his appearance seems to be everything with him, because he says to me, if you had a smart appearance, no, gosh, if he was looking at me right now, because you can't see me, you know, he'd be saying something totally different to me. But in his character-wise, his appearance is everything to him. Do you understand of that?
I do.
And see, with your granddad, if I said to you when he was here with us up on this physical plane here, that he would have always liked to do things in a conductive manner. So everything was done in order. Everything was done on time. There was no messing around. There was no time for errors with him. Do you understand of that with your granddad?
I do.
Okay, bless his heart, because he joins us here from the spirit world. And as your grandfather joins us, he wants me to say that you know, that you feel as if you're walking through, like, treacle is the word I'm looking for at the moment. Do you understand of that?
What word did you use?
That you're walking through treacle. In other words, that you feel as if you're stuck or sticking
yeah.
every step of the way, and it's like a battle to get to the next step every single time within your life. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do.
you've got to excuse the UK accent sometimes, you know. But that's the way I'm aware, and that's the way I have to say it there to you. But I know, see, as your granddad settled his vibration there with me, that I know that he's a very nice man to be around, because very knowledgeable as well is the right way I need to place him there with you. And, you know, in some way, I believe I need to pass this knowledge on there to yourself there, because you are searching so hard for your answers to your questions. I know that Tara has given you the answers there to your questions, but you've been searching so hard. You've been trying every avenue possible to explore. See, he even tells me here that he's been through several times to different people to try and give you the same message, but it's never come across in the way that you understand it. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
He tells me he's been here several times, and you know, but he needs to get his message across to you. And, you know, well, I'm so pleased that myself and Sarah has been able to be the ones that passes that information on there to you. It's not evening with you, is it? This afternoon there. And, you know, he just wants to fill my vibration here full of love. And just, did he have a habit of either playing with his hair or your hair or something? Because he just wants to play with my hair or something at the moment. Is that a memory that you have of him or something?
No.
Okay. Well, I know. Well, do you not feel sometimes as if there's like a sensation down the back of your hair, as if somebody's touching it and there's nobody there?
I'll feel a touch, but not with my hair.
Okay, but you feel, okay, that's fine. So long as you feel a touch, because I know that's what he's doing. He's touching the back of my head there. You know, if he's trying to find hair with me, there's not much of it left at the moment. But I know that he, you know, it's like this, what you're feeling, that physical touch of him being there. So please take his love. Know that he's very much around your vibration. And remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you to the both of you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, so again, and you know, another lovely caller, and again, another lovely reading, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I think we'll go to our next caller there before we go to our next music break. And this is area code 786, and say hello, 786. There, can we take your name there, please?
Debbie.
Okay, Debbie, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Sorry, I missed that.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
From Florida, okay. Another caller from Florida, wonderful. Sarah, you seem to be bringing all the Florida callers into this evening.
Well, we want to give you a little bit of our, well, we actually have a little bit of a cloudy weather here in West Palm Beach. I'm sure Fort Lauderdale might be a little overcast. But, Mike, we're still bringing you our warmth and our sunshine. So we just want to make sure you feel welcome enough to come on back down.
Well, you know, I certainly do. I certainly do. Okay, Debbie, so was it a reading that you was looking for this afternoon with yourself?
No, I'm just calling just a call to get any answers from the spirit world.
Perfect. Okay. Sarah, do you want to start off there?
Yes. Debbie, what is your birth month and day, please?
2/17.
Okay. Debbie, I wish you were physically here with me, because the minute I wrote your name, Spirit gave me the number 7. And I was all set to say to you, what does the number 7 mean to you? But okay, now we know we've got 2/17 for your birthday. Debbie, this is for you. Spirit is telling me that your rest is not right. I feel like you're waking up in the middle of the night. You just don't have the flow of rest. Does this make sense to you? You're like, almost like you're tossing, you're turning, your sleep is interrupted. Does this make sense to you?
Correct.
Okay. And this disturbance in sleep, Spirit is saying that, you first of all, you have too much in your mind. There are some things you're worrying about that are out of your control. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a specific person, because I'm feeling like there's a specific person that you're looking for me to shed light upon. with regards to you, and it seems close. It's in your inner circle. Is there a person you have a question about? Because I feel like there's something specific you want to ask.
The person that I'm dating, we're kind of on and off and stuff. So I was just trying to see, like, if he's the one.
Okay. All right, Debbie, can I have his birth month and day, Debbie, and let me see what Spirit has to say.
January 23rd.
Okay. He seems to be a very hard-headed gentleman. He doesn't like to hear other people's opinion. It is his way, not anybody else's way. He is obstinate. He has his own way of, I really want to say he has a controlling personality. He likes things to go his way. It is interesting because what Spirit shows me with this gentleman is that he is working towards a goal for himself and he isn't getting there. It's like every time he tries to make a change to get something better for himself in his life, something always gets in the way. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I really have to use this word, drama, going on around him. Baby mama drama. Yeah, I was going to say that, but that's why I picked drama, because I didn't want to say baby mama drama, because I didn't want to kind of make fun of his baby mama, but the girl is off the hook.
You is not lying. Like, I just came from... She was trying to put a restraining order on me, which is she was the one stalking me. I just got tired to the fact, I just told the judge, you know what, give me the 24 months because I'm tired of her. So right now, I have a 2-year restraining order from her, and she also put on her daughter too, so I can't be around her or the child. That's what's getting him mad, but I feel like I had to do it.
Right, and I understand that, but the spirit world wants you to know this is too much drama for you, honey. And we can't determine your free will choice, but what Spirit is showing me is that this man, as much as he may care, he is unable to care and give you the balanced relationship that you would like to have. And therefore, this woman, baby mama, will not rest until she has the two of you divided and apart. This, she
You're
doesn't want
to
see him happy.
Bitch. It's been the first time she found out about me. She always tell me and him she's going to make our life a living here, and that's what's been going on.
Right. And, you know, and that's why I had to ask you what's your question, because I knew you didn't call in just for a message. Because Spirit is telling me that you need this guidance because you have to stop the merry-go-round and get off. You need to go, not only leave the carnival, you need to go to another place. To go ride another ride, because it is not a good environment for yourself and what you want in your life. And if that brings you any discomfort or disappointment, I regret that, but I have to give you the messages the way Spirit presents it to me.
I'm grateful that you even told me that. That's why I really called, but I didn't want to say it off the bat.
Okay.
I hope we've been
of help and service to you. I do.
Yeah,
I hope that we helped you through this. All right, and you're not too far from me, so if you ever love to come up to the Expedito Enlightenment Center, we're in West Palm Beach, look me up on Facebook or on my website. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see you and help you pick your way through.
I wrote Mike to send me, because I was trying to look you up, but I couldn't find you. So I wrote Mike, and he sent me the link, so I sent you a friend request already.
Okay, wonderful. And it's like, and you know what? And Mike can relate to this too, because we speak with so many people, and we understand that sometimes we're in a spot where we need to make a shift, but it's almost like we feel stuck. And I know that you have relatives on the other side that Mike is waiting to bring through to help you. And may I personally invite you to our Archangel Michael celebration on September 28th. It's complimentary to everyone who comes, so we'd love to see you. Mike, I know you have a message for her.
Yeah, most definitely. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie, let me first start off there with a lady that I believe that's in the spirit world there with you. But I know that this lady suffered for some time before she passed on to the spirit world there, because I'm aware that her body gave up on her long before she ever wanted it to. I know that her mind was... It's your mom, bless her. And if this is your mom as she comes through, would I be right in saying to you that your mom must have lost So he lost a little bit of weight before she passed as well, because I know that she talks to me about her eating habits wasn't as they should have been before she passed home to the world of spirit there. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, 2 weeks before she passed, she couldn't eat at all.
Bless her heart, because I know that, see, that's the information, the evidence she brings through with to be recognized there to you. See, she makes me aware that there's lots of emotion there with yourself there, Debbie. So would I be right in saying to you that there's been some tears, there's been hurt, there's been upset around your life at the moment?
Yes, correct.
And see, I'm perfectly aware of, like, not so much heartbreak, but I know that you've kind of been split in so many different ways that you feel broken inside. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And if I said to you it's by those that are supposed to take care of you the most, are supposed to be with you the most, this is where you feel the most pull towards there. Is that right?
Correct, sir.
Okay, because I know that's what she has come to say there to me, Debbie, that, you know, that you sometimes you have to kind of step back and let them stand on their own 2 feet. Because I know that with inside yourself that you're such a caring kind of person. You just want to you just want to reach out to everyone. You want to help everyone. And sometimes it's easier to let them get on with things themselves and just, you know, take a back seat there sometimes. Because I know that's what she talks to me about taking a back seat. Do you understand that?
All right.
Yeah, and she wants me to say to you that, you know, that she's been with you for some time. She understands what's going on under your vibration because, you know, she was very much the same as you, always a time for everyone else. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, but we always get burned at the end.
You always got what, sorry?
I said me and her were the same, a nice heart, but we always get burned at the end.
That's it. That's exactly what she talks about, okay? Because you give and you give and give. And now you feel broken because, you know, it's been like snatched away from you, for want of a better word. So as you're saying, you always get burnt in the end. That's exactly what she talks about. And I feel that's where you are in your life at the moment. You've been hurt. You've been burnt, is the word that you would use there. And, you know, she's perfectly well aware of that. And she says to me about just pull back and let them stand on their own 2 feet. And then they'll see how much you really did do for them. Do you understand of this?
Correct.
Perfect. Debbie, for some reason, she just makes me aware that your awareness is deepening there to do with the spirit world. You're becoming more to the knowledge of the connection to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Correct, because I get a lot of signs of everything now.
Perfect. See, because I know that she brings my awareness to your awareness there of the spirit world. She says to me it's heightening, it's getting more of an understanding, you're becoming more of a level of where you feel more comfortable and more happy communicating there to the spirit world, which is wonderful. Debbie, just know that she's around you, and you know again that I know myself and Sarah could work with you for hours upon hours upon hours there, and I know it's a beautiful energy that comes through with her, and she, you know, she just blows me a kiss. Now I know that that's not just blown your kiss because that's what she would have done. When she passed, would I be right in saying to you that you must have kissed her just after she passed on to the spirit world? Is that right?
I kissed her at the wake. I kissed her at the wake.
Perfect. So that's after she passed. She recognized that. She was there with you.
Yeah, I kissed her on the forehead when I was touching her when she was laying in a casket.
There we are, perfect. Well, know that she was with you at that time, okay? Know that she was around your vibration, and she hasn't left you, and she's always been there with you since that moment, and she's still with you now. Does that help you a little bit there, Debbie?
Yes, it does. Thank you okay. So much.
You know, the pleasure is all ours. It really is. But, Debbie, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and you know, I will recommend that you do go to the Okeechobee Boulevard to the Archangel Michael celebration. I'm just, unfortunately, I'm unable to make it this year, but I will be back soon. But, you know, I must say, I know it's going to be a fantastic party, and you will feel so welcomed as you arrive to the moment you leave. So I can personally recommend that to you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so another lovely reading, another lovely lady again, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Very wonderful.
Okay, let's go to our next music break here, Sarah. So let's just play this one. I'm sure that... No, I'm not going to play that one. It's this one. let's enjoy.
Disappearing in the air, all I see is you and I. You're the only lifeline that I need tonight. I'm letting go.
Stop that again. You know this, Sarah, when I was out there in West Palm Beach with you last year, that was Holly Murs, and Holly Murs is touring America the same time that I was out there. Isn't that amazing?
It is, it is.
Because I remember switching on the radio and listening to Holly Murs, and then it came on that Holly Murs is doing his tour of America. So a wonderful, okay, I keep getting corrected. It's not Holly, it's Holly. No. Ollie, okay, no, okay, okay, Ollie Murs. I got it right, Sarah. Finally, in the end.
Finally, in the end, yes.
Finally, in the end. You know, and that's always the story with me, isn't it? Finally, in the end. Okay, let's go to our next caller. It's 856 and say, hello, 856. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, I missed your name there. What was the story?
Laura. It's Laura.
Laura. Laura, I do apologize.
Yes.
Okay, Laura. Okay. And you're calling from New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay. Laura, what was the reason that you called in for? Was there a reading that you was looking for this evening?
I'm just wondering if Spirit has any information for me, because I'm getting a lot of feathers and I'm getting a lot of birds landing
okay.
on my, yeah, so.
Okay. Let me hand you over to Sarah, and I'm sure that Sarah will, you know, work as perfectly well as she has all the way through the show and give you as much information as she can. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
All right. Laura, what is your birth month and day?
October 1st.
Okay. Spirit is talking to me about a new rhythm in your life, a new momentum. It's about momentum. It's about gathering momentum and building your momentum for yourself. And Spirit seems to make me feel that you have been asking the universe, because I very specifically see spirit guides and angels around you. Are you speaking directly to your angels or your spirit guides, Laura?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see... when I look up and I look to see those who've crossed over, I look over to see your spirit guides or your angels, there's different ways that I see them. It's like you've got a crowd around you. So lucky you. You have asked for the assistance of the spirit realm, and they are helping you. And it's your feathers are representing clues for you, but also it is a connection with Mother Earth for you, and your Indian spirit guide is coming very close to you these days. So you're going to find yourself more in tune with nature, particularly through this new switch of season. We're coming into the autumn season because I have the smell of crisp, fresh fallen leaves in my scent, and it's almost like it's time for you to walk through the woods by a river, sit, meditate. They show me a rock. Do you live near a stream or a river somewhere in New Jersey? Where are you in New Jersey?
I live close by where there's plenty of lakes, and I actually am going kayaking next month.
Thank you. Thank you. That is, spirit guide is really strong. That is your Indian spirit guide bringing you to that, build that desire within you so that you can go and connect with nature. And they're also talking to me about love, relationships. Do you have a question about love and relationships?
I was wondering if I am going to be meeting my soulmate anytime soon.
That is the sense I get from the feathers. That's why it's like they're bringing everything together. You're raising your energy level to attract that person that is like-minded. The spirit says that you can't be with just anybody, and that doesn't mean that you're fussy or high maintenance. We're not saying that. Spirit is saying that there's a specific person that will balance you out because you're very analytical, but you're also very free-spirited. So you need someone who has a lot of dimensions to their personality. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, like, we can't hook you up with just anybody, okay? So they want you to know that they're arranging things. And I'm not going to say that you're going to be on a kayak and you're going to meet the love of your life, but I get the sense that your being on that water and that experience is going to bring down the walls that are around you. It's going to help lower the walls that are blocking things from coming through, because there's a wall up with you. You say you want and you're talking to the universe, but there's still a fear there. And so that wall is, so this water is going to bring that down. And when I think of lakes and rivers, I think of the goddess of love. I think of the goddess Oshun or Our Lady of Charity. I think of the spirit realm that governs the sweet waters. And the sweet waters is such a magnificent energy to be around to attract love. And this is the time that people can go to river water and act, because it's very sacred to a lot of spiritual deities, not just for cleansing processes, but really for sweetening and movement. And what does a river do? They all run into the ocean. They all, that sweet water falls into the ocean water, and it becomes one. And that's what you're asking for the universe to bring you, your other half, not just a soulmate, but something more like a twin flame. Does this make sense to you? Because you've had your soulmate, yes. That one challenge after another. So now they're bringing you that wonderful, wonderful connection. And so God bless that trip for you in your kayak, because it's going to be a wonderful experience. when you say you want love and you're ready for love, tell yourself you deserve divine love and increase every day your receptivity to receive that love that's being brought to you, because it is going to be coming soon, short time, less than a year is how they show it to me. And it's a love that can be a love of a lifetime.
Wow,
so
that's
I hope
great.
I've been of help. All right.
Well, the birds, I opened up my door on Friday morning, and there was a bird sitting on the railing about a foot away from me. And I opened up my door, and he was just sitting there, and he wouldn't move. So I started talking to him, and he turned his head like he was listening to me. And then other day, there was a family of birds, a father, a mother, and a whole bunch of little birds landed on my back balcony. And I was telling my cousin last night, I was visiting her, and she had her screen door open. She had it, you know, the main door was open, but she had her screen door open. So you could hear the outside and let the breeze come in. So I was telling her about my experience with the birds and the feathers and everything. And wouldn't you know, a bird landed right outside the door in the front and just started yakking really loud. And my cousin couldn't believe it. She said, "That's never happened before." I said, "I told you, I'm getting a lot of birds." So I was just wondering if that was from my spirit guide and why all these birds all of a sudden are landing and start chattering at me. It's just the funniest thing.
Well, they're messengers for you. And, you know, when I think of a bird, you know, how does a bird even fly? I mean, it's just so fascinating to see. And they can just take flight and just go and be free. And this is your time to be free. And your momentum is building for your desired outcome. So focus on what you desire. Do not let any doubt, fear, past experiences cloud that desire, and expect it to happen in a short time. And I can't wait to hear, because you know what? I hear wedding bells. That's what I hear.
Wow. But, Sarah, there's one thing I'm a little concerned about, because I'm trying to get a job in Maryland, and if I move there, is that going to be a problem for me to meet my twin flame?
If you have an opportunity to move and it's in alignment, sometimes you're drawn to want to do something for what you believe, because remember I said you're analytical, for a logical reason, and you go to that location and you feel, wow, you know, this is where I'm supposed to go for work, but then you think you're missing out. Let the universe guide you. I lived in New Jersey. I lived in Clifton, New Jersey. One day I said, I'm moving to Florida. Everyone thought I was nuts. I picked up and moved to Florida, only for less than a year later to fall into my destiny of doing what I do, building the center, meeting Mike. I mean, it's just everything fell in line because I followed my instinct and went to what I felt was the next thing to do. Follow your direction. It will take you where you need to go.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I know Mike has a message for you as well.
Okay. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, Laura, I do want to bring somebody through here for you from the spirit world. I believe that this is a lady that wants to connect there with you. And I'm not sure where this lady is. I mean, whether she's your mum or grandmum or what, I don't know. But I know that she comes in a love bond there for you, so I know that she feels quite connected there to you. I know that this lady would have been laying in a hospital bed when she passed home to the spirit world, because I'm aware of machinery. The beeps in the background there with us. I know that she was restricted and confined to the hospital bed there before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, she makes me aware that she's not a very big lady of her build. She's quite slight to her build. I believe she's not very tall. I believe she's maybe around 5'2", 5'3" of her height of when she was here with us. I believe that she makes me feel, I want to say more grandmother as I'm working with her. Do you understand of her?
My mom was in a nursing home, but she wasn't hooked up to machinery, so it might have been my grandmother.
Okay. Now, see, when the spirit world works with me there, Laura, they give me the machines, which symbolizes the hospital to me. So I know, so she was in a nursing home, that would tell me that, you know, she's not in her own home. She would have been looked after. So that's fine. So you're saying that's your grandmother that was in the nursing home, yeah?
No, my mom was in the nursing home.
Sorry.
I was about to pick her up 2 days later to bring her home because I had quit my job to move home to take care of my mom.
Okay,
but
so it's mom.
Before I could do that.
Okay, bless her heart.
But my grandmother was in a coma when she passed, and so she would have been in a hospital.
Right. Okay, let me get a bit more information then, because I know that the evidence I've got to give you, it's the one that connects to the right person, okay? Now, as I said, she's not very tall. She's maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", of her height. Very slight of her build before she passed on to the spirit world. I believe that this lady is maybe around the mid to late 60s of when she passed. Now, does that fit with your mother or your grandmother?
My mother would have been in her early 70s.
Okay, then I'll go with that, okay? So it's your mother that I have here with me. And see, as your mum comes through. Now, would I be right in saying that to you that your mum was quite a sympathetic kind of a lady when she was here with us? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and I know, see, because as this lady comes through about being sympathetic, that's the way she wants to be there with you. And I know that she has already gone through lots of stuff there with you, but she makes me aware of saying that to you that, you know, she's been trying to attract your attention for some time. And she makes me aware that as she's been trying to make contact with you, there, Laura, that, you know, you've been trying your best to kind of listen, to try and get of what your mum is trying to say to you. But she says to me that you're kind of confusing yourself a little here, because I don't know if she's come through like lots of different mediums or something, but I believe in some way that, you know, that where she's come through that many times of late, that it's confusing you. Do you understand that you've been confused about the spirit world of late?
I'm not sure what she means by that, though. I get a lot of messages, but I never know who it is, because I have a lot of people who have passed over on the other side.
Okay,
so I never know if it's my angels or spirit guides, or I just don't know who it is when they're doing what they're doing in my room.
Okay, if you're saying to me that you've had, you know, you're having lots of readings, that's what she's talking about, because it's confusing you, because as you said, that you don't know who's coming through or which one it is. That's where the confusion comes in. And she says to me about, be clear to understand that she's with you. Know that she's around your vibration. She's the one that's trying to attract your attention around the home. Now, you're hearing, like, bangings and knockings and tappings around your home as well. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
See, because she says to me, you make sure you tell her. That's when I'm there with her. So know that your mum is trying to settle her vibration there with you. Now, I'm not going to tell you about guides or anything else, because to me, guides are not proof of survival. And my job today is to prove survival evidence to you of the spirit world. And I believe that she, as your mum comes through, she says to me, all you need is her love around you. All you need is her vibration around you. And that's all you ever needed in this life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, why does she tell me that? Okay. Why does she tell me about? Okay, I know Sarah. You've already addressed with Sarah about the moving of home. But would I be right in saying to you, it's not the first time that you've thought of this, or the first time it's been offered to you? Do you understand of that?
I'm not really sure. The job that I applied for in Maryland, I had an interview about a year and a half ago with HR, and they said they were going to pass me on to through the process, and I never heard back from them. So I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but it might be. I don't know.
Fine. So it's already been offered to you once, and or you know, you made provisions for it once, and now it's kind of come back around.
Yeah, but it wasn't offered to me. It was an interview. I had gone through a pre-screening interview with HR, and they were going to recommend that I go forward in the process, but then I never heard back from them.
Okay.
Now I got it. Now with this opportunity with the same company, a headhunter found me and submitted me to the company. But I still haven't gotten an interview and an invitation to interview with them yet.
Okay, well, know that, see, this is what she's talking about, that this opportunity was kind of given to you before. Now, whether that it went any further than an interview, it doesn't matter, but you've already been made aware of it before. So what she's trying to say to you is that this time, you know, when this opportunity comes around, grasp it with both hands, okay? Take the opportunity as it comes, because it's going to be the kind of like the right move there for you, and that's why I want to bring around your vibration. Embrace what's around you, and know that your mum will always walk side by side there with you. Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Laura?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
I appreciate
no problem
that.
At all.
And I appreciate my mother coming through too with that message.
No problem at all. Bless your heart, and thank you, Laura, for calling in. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sarah. Have a good day.
Bye, Laura.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Sarah, again, another lovely caller and another lovely communication, isn't it?
Yes. Lots of fun.
Definitely. Okay, let's go to our next call. It's 315 and say hello. 315, are you there with us?
Yes. Thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
That's okay. Can we take your name there first, please?
Yep. This is Annette from New York.
Okay, Annette. And what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
A general reason, please, Michael.
Just a general reason. That's absolutely fine. Okay, Sarah, you're okay to start?
I just, Annette, can you speak up for me just a little bit, because I'm trying to connect with Spirit in you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you better. Annette, okay. What is your birth month and day, please?
12/13/1959.
Okay. All right, let's see. Annette, you know, Spirit is talking to me. The way they show this is that you are not where you want to be at this minute in time in your life. This is not how you thought your life would be at this section. You're really kind of trying to put things in a different perspective for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. There's a sense of what's next for me. Your spirit is very heavy. I'm not going to say you're a worry wart, but you are worrying, you're thinking, there's something that's heavy in your heart. Is there a specific question that you have for me?
Yes, I'm going to be moving.
Spirit says yes, you will have an opportunity to move, but things, it's not the time yet. They give me two, and I get the sense of 2 months before you can even begin to make the plans to move. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's some type of change that has to do with this move for you. But don't jump into it. There's a discontentment, and you want to make sure that what you do next from where you are in your life is exactly what you want it to be. Because, again, they keep taking me to this sense of loss and heaviness in the heart. It's as if you're carrying some past burdens or memories of someone either who's crossed on, who's probably waiting to come through with Mike, or some family squabble or something that just didn't sit well with you, and it's still not sitting well in your soul. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel that the flow of energy between you and other people around you is just not the flow that I would like to see for you. I'm going to hand you over to Mike because I'm feeling two people actually pushing through, but I'm going to let Mike take you to them, all right?
Okay, thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome, Annette.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. And hi, Annette.
Hi.
Okay, see, I am aware of people here that are with me. And the first one I'm aware of is a gentleman that's in the spirit world that makes me aware suddenly that he passed very sudden with a heart condition, because I know I'm aware I'm here 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. Now, he wasn't the kind of man that you would expect to have passed home to this world with a heart, because he tells me he was very much fit, very much healthy in this life before he passed home to the spirit world then. I do believe that he would have been maybe around his early to mid-50s when he passed. And, you know, in fact, I feel 53 that he was when he left this life. Do you understand of a gentleman that would have passed maybe around the age of 53 with a heart condition there, Annette?
My dad was 65 when he passed, but he had a lung problem and circulatory problem, you know. I can't think of someone that young.
Okay. No, I don't mind if the age is a little bit out, okay? But I know that he comes through and he's very much of a the kind of man that I have to be very opinionative is the word I'm looking for. I believe that he was very opinionative in his ways when he was here with us. There was nothing that we could do or say without him putting his opinion upon things. I feel very much disciplined, very much of like to be in control kind of a man of when he was here with us. Does that fit with your dad then, please?
My father believed that, you know, he was the head of the household, but he demanded respect, but he wasn't mean about it. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that he was mean, but certainly he wants me to, like, I want to be in control. So if you're saying that he was very much head of household, then that's fine. I'm happy with that. But I know that he comes through in this mannerism of, you know, whatever I say, I want to tell you, and that was it, okay? He does make me aware as he comes through that he would like to be the one that, you know, he kind of liked the family being around him. Do you understand that he liked the family being around him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I know I've got your father that connects with us here, Annette, a minute, okay? And, you know, in some way, he tells me that things around your vibration are not as they should be right now, Annette. Do you understand of that? That you feel very much lost in your ways? Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying that where you feel very lost in your ways, that you feel very much what's the right word I'm looking for here? Confused is the word I'm looking for. Do you understand of that?
What was that, Michael?
That you feel very confused with the things that's going on around your life.
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. kind of why, what, and I don't understand of what you're trying to organize or plan or why is there such a plan? Do you understand of all of this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like as if something secretive is going on, and you're not really getting the gist of what you're dealing with. Then should I say that for want of a better word? Does that make sense to you, Annette?
Yes. Uh huh.
Would you understand if I said to you that there's next month is important? Would you understand the importance to do with next month?
October would there's two things. October would have been my grandfather's birthday, and he raised me. And also my granddaughter's birthday is in October.
Okay, so I know it's important because he says to me about next month is very important, and I know that there's like lots of memories to this one that's connected in the spirit world. So you're seeing your granddad passed in the October, is that right?
No, he was born in October.
Sorry. Okay, so he was born in the October. So is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit tongue-tied there. So is it your grandfather that would have been the one that would have been quite a nice age on him when he passed on to the spirit world? Is that right?
He was older. He was in his 80s.
Okay, because I feel that he's quite a nice age when he passes on to the spirit world. Now, he does make me aware that he liked to keep himself busy throughout his life. Do you understand of that with him, Annette?
Yeah.
Okay. And for some reason, you are very much similar to him in your character-wise. Is that right?
Yes. I can only sit for so long.
Okay. Yeah. Because he makes me aware that you're trying to just keep yourself moving, trying to keep yourself busy, trying to keep yourself on the go at the moment. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some way I feel a little bit disorientated with this because No.
It's
would you understand?
Like I'm,
sorry?
I'm stuck in my, yet I keep myself busy around my home, you know?
Okay, but you're feeling very much restricted, confined, and I don't even know what I'm doing, or why am I, don't want to say the word bothering, but why? Do you understand of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, see, because I know that's the way he makes me feel there, okay? Now, would you understand why he says to me, Timmy? Do you understand who Tim is?
How about Jimmy?
No, I'm not going to change it. Tim. Timmy.
Well, I got a friend Timmy that's deaf, but, you know, my brother's name's Jimmy.
Okay, so if you've got a friend, Timmy, now, is he still with us? Is he still live up on this earth with us?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, is there a problem with the Tim at the moment?
Not that I know of.
Okay, see, because whenever the spirit world gives us names that connects to this earthly life, it would always tell me that there's a problem there, or just send a thought to that direction. So please send a thought to your Timmy, just because he's been mentioned there, okay? And I feel that in some way that he needs a thought, needs to go into his way. So please send him a thought, because I know that's what he wants me to bring forward there for you, okay? Now, does that help you a little bit there, Annette?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Well, Annette, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. I expect to hear from you singing pretty soon.
Sorry?
I expect you to sing to us pretty soon.
Oh, no, I think my singing days are well and truly over, Annette.
Congratulations.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in, Annette, and you have a wonderful day there now.
Okay, thank you so much, Michael.
Thank
Sarah.
You. Bye.
Thank you.
You know, Sarah, that's taking you back seeing about singing. It really has.
Yeah.
It's been
it
a
does,
long time.
It does.
I think it's been the best long time because I haven't had to sing live on air because it was quite dreadful, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
I take the fifth, Mike. The spirit world says, don't say a word, Sarah. So I'm going to follow my spirit guides and I'll be quiet.
Okay. Well, Sarah, you know, I've been messaged back and forth here with somebody that wants a big shout out. So we'll say a big shout out and a big hi to Mick Green. But Sarah, you see, and make sure that you tell Sarah that I say hi to sexy Sarah. So I have to say that to you, Sarah.
Well, tell him thank you. That's so kind of him.
Well, I know that he's listening. I know that he'll have a big smile on his face now that you said thank you. So that's our wonderful friend, Mick Green, who also connects to spirit as well. And you never know, Sarah, in the near future, we may be doing a demonstration together here in the UK, me and Mick. And it's been a long time in the planning. It really has. It may have been about, I don't know, maybe about 3 or 4 years in the planning. But we'll see what develops with that, and you know, let you know and let everybody know in due time.
Right.
But Sarah, I know the time is ticking away very, very fast here. We have about 15 minutes left of the show. I know that we have lots of callers on. We really do. We do have somebody. Well, I'm saying that we have somebody. I know that we have somebody here from your end, because I mean, I can look at the area code, so I kind of know that. I'm going to go to them in just a few minutes there. But Sarah, where can people find you?
They can learn more about me and the work that I do at sarahspiritual.com. And they can also go to the Expedito Enlightenment Center. But if you just Google Sarah Spiritual, it all comes up. All my singing, everything that we do, it's just all, you know, it's a public life, right? Everything you do is out on the internet now. So they can find me at Sarah Spiritual. And I do hope all of the listening audience here in the United States of America, if they happen to find themselves in South Florida on the 28th of September, it is free to the public, our Archangel Michael celebration. I'd love to have as many people come visit and say hi. And then we can start our petition list for how fast can we get Mike back to South Florida. You know, I guess we're just going to have to petition. Maybe I better call the Queen of England and say, listen, I need Mike here.
Make it happen.
Well, I know that they will come quite soon, but I do recommend that everybody who is listening or going to be in the South Florida area, go along to that Expedito Enlightenment Center, because it is, if it's anything by last year to go by, I know that people are going to thoroughly enjoy themselves, because, the amount of food was there was, I couldn't believe it, it must have been some planning, some organizing behind it that made it exactly what it was.
Yeah, we do work round the clock right before that party. It's really quite interesting. And in between it all, I have the center is still open. We don't close. I'm still doing readings. So there are some days when we get to the party, I go, oh, God, I must look like I got squeezed through a window. It's just so much going on. But it's a great experience, and it's a joy to put together for everyone.
Wonderful. And as I say, I can recommend that myself as well. So let's go to this next caller, because I know that they are in Florida, because it's the same area code. It's 561, and say, hello, can we take your name there, please?
My name's Yvonne.
Yvonne?
Yes, Yvonne.
And Yvonne, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, so you said I must be psychic, or I can see the area code, one or the other.
It's the area code.
Okay.
See, she threw you right under the bus, Mike.
Okay, Yvonne, can you ask me what the reason was that you called in for?
Michael, I'm just calling to see what's going on with my love life. I was in a relationship that wasn't very, very good for me. And I just want to see what the future holds for me. I want to know if you see anything.
Okay, well, Sarah, do you want to start with this? And I must remind ourselves of time, of the essence here. So, Sarah, are you okay to start there?
Yes, let me just give her just, I will give you, Yvonne, this is Sarah, I will give you a couple of things that Spirit quickly says to me, and then I'm going to hand you right over to Mike. Yvonne, can I have your birth month and day, please, Yvonne?
December the 10th.
Okay. Okay. Spirit describes that past relationship as toxic to your soul. It wasn't complementary to who you are. It actually, that relationship seemed to try to diminish you. Does this make sense to you, this past relationship that you've come out of?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So Spirit says, let's release that vibration. Let's embrace what's coming. There is they kind of tell me, a waiting time for you. There's a period of time. They take me out 6 months, so I'm going to take you into the 2014. I'm going to bring you to about February, about March. It has a very short time to me, but it is at the beginning of the new year. They're telling me that you need to change your way of activities. There's something different that you want to embark upon outside of your home as a something for fun, something to do. Because the more that you're out, you're going to meet this person out and about. The universe says that it's someone that you're going to meet out somewhere. You could be somewhere and strike up a conversation, but it is someone that you'll meet out and about. There is another relationship coming. They just speak of a waiting time because there's some healing that you have to do within you. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. The next year is going to be, we'll call it the year of romance for you. Mike, let me give this to you because I know we're running short on time.
Thank you,
okay.
Sarah. Thank you very much.
Yvonne, I know that I do have somebody here that's connected there to you in the spirit world. And I do believe that this would be somebody that would link to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us, because I know she sits towards your mum's side. I believe that this lady certainly comes through that she would have been quite a nicely built lady throughout her life and her body before she passed home to the spirit world there. A lady that makes me aware that she suffered and she struggled for a long time before she passed home to the spirit world. She does make me feel as if there was lots of people around her that would have helped her and supported her. But she says to me that the condition that she had was incurable. So she just had to get on with it, she tells me, when she was here with us. Now, do you understand of a lady like this there for me, please, Yvonne, within your mum's side?
Yes, I do, Michael. Yes, that would be my grandmother.
Your grandmother, bless her heart, because I know that she comes through here and she, you know, she says to me, as if she just shakes her head and she says, yes, you have had a rough time of things. I know that was your question when you first called in about romance there and stuff. But she says to me, yes, it's been difficult. It's been an uphill struggle there for you. You've had to battle for every step of the way. And if I said that to you, Yvonne, it's been like a... she says a 4 years uphill battle. Do you understand that you've battled for the last 4 years in the previous relationship then, or where you are now? It's been a hard journey to get you to where you are.
Yes, they're absolutely correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. See, because she says here to me that, she's been there every step of the way there for you. She's been trying to guide you, and she's been trying to push you forward. But, you know, sometimes we become blinded because of the everyday-to-day physical life that we live. It kind of gets difficult for us, doesn't it? And I believe that's where it's been there for you. Because we condition in our mind, this is it. This is the only way that we have. This is the only thing that we have. And she says to me, isn't it a big difference now that you've made that break? Do you understand of this?
Yes, I completely understand, yes.
Okay, and you know, she makes me aware. Now, I know that Sarah have already said that to you that next year is the year there for you.
I'm sorry, hold on one moment. I'm so sorry, Michael, go ahead, I apologize.
Okay, was that a dog there?
It's a little dog, a little more keen.
Oh, bless. Now, you know, if my Marley came in, it'd be making a much more noise than that. You know, I have a quite a large boxer dog, and, you know, he likes to come in on the radio sometimes. He really does. But, you know, I know that this lady is settling her vibration over there. She's content knowing that you've moved on and that you're wanting to now move on with your life. And she's quite happy there for you to take that plunge, for want of a better word, okay? She says to me
yes.
that, you know, of a night time that you're feeling as if it's difficult to just get to sleep of a night time. Do you understand that you're having difficulty in getting to sleep at the moment?
Yes, that is true. That is very, very true, yes.
Okay, see, because again, it's just your way of proving to you there, Yvonne, that she's been around your vibration. She knows exactly what's going on in your life there, okay?
Okay.
Now, she makes me aware of the name of Alan, okay? Now, do you understand why I would say that you, Alan?
I don't know of an Alan, not an Alan. I have maybe of a, I just met somebody, Nathan.
Okay. No, I'm not going to say anything there that's not there. You're in the word Alan, okay?
Alan.
Just remember I'm saying that name there to you, Yvonne. Okay, I'm not saying that that's the one that you're going to be with. Please don't get me wrong, but I know I'm aware of the name of Alan, okay? When you come in contact with Alan or whatever it is, I don't know, but I believe that Alan is going to come into your life in some way. No, I'm not saying that he's going to come in a romantic way. I don't know. What I'm saying to you is that Alan's going to come into your life, and when he does, it's going to be like, that's when you will feel more comfortable in your life. You'll feel more content in your life, and you'll be able to push yourself forward, because I know that you have lots of ambitions. You like to have a lot of goals in your life. You like to work hard at things. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I completely understand, yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, I know that she's there with you, so please take your love. And does that read and help you a little bit there, Yvonne?
Yes, it did. It did help me. It did give me some sort of idea what's going on, yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for calling, Yvonne. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM and say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for your service. I appreciate that. And God bless you.
Oh, thank you. And bless you, too.
Thank you.
Remember, you know, you can always call back in again. I'll say thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, I think I cut her off in just the wrong time there, Sarah, because I know that she was saying thank you to you there, Sarah.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Okay. Sarah, I know that we've just got a few minutes left of the show, so When is the party this year?
Party is September 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. And it's free to the public. So we are you're very excited to have this celebration this year. Very bummed that you aren't going to be there. But, you know, I'm still praying for a miracle. I was thinking the other day, I'm just going to have to message Mike and say, listen, just buy a ticket and come. The abundance will follow.
Well, Sarah, you never know. You never know. You never know. So what can people expect when they come to join you? Because as you said, you know, last year, you know, and there must have been over 300 people there, really was. So people can expect to definitely meet yourself, because I know that you make yourself very approachable. That's one thing for sure, you know, that when people come to see you, that you like to greet everyone.
We're going to have lots of food again.
Perfect.
You know, food is there. We're going to be broadcasting live on W4WN Radio with Dean K. Piper. So we'll be interviewing some spiritual people in the community that will be joining us. We'll have a couple of interviews. I'll be talking on air. We have a prayer circle, which just raises the vibration. There's a wonderful Archangel Michael collection that we put together that people can purchase. And we also have children singing, and I, of course, am going to be singing as well.
Okay, so a date for everybody's diary, it's October the 28th. That's right.
September the 28th, not October, yes, September.
I'm getting everybody confused, I really am. Saturday the 28th of September.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks. Right.
Less than 2 weeks away. And Sarah, you know, if I can't be there physically, then you never know, you might hear me there being interviewed by the wonderful Dean Piper. So keep a listen out to what's going on there, and pay a visit to the Okeetokee Boulevard Center there with Sarah Spiritual. I know that people will enjoy it. It's going to be a fantastic event. Free to go in. And again,
yes, free.
Of that, free. And free food.
Free food.
That's right. Free food. So free entry, free food, and a fantastic chance to meet yourself and all the wonderful people there that will be there enjoying the party. Sarah, it only remains for me to say thank you very much for coming on to the show again today. It's a, you know, it's a privilege every time that we connect with Spirit. It really is. It's like a joyous time, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mike. Thank you for having me as your guest. I truly appreciate you.
Well, no, the pleasure is all mine, Sarah. And, you know, it's a question I always ask to each and every guest, but I know I don't need to ask, but I've got to ask, and I'm going to ask you, would you come on again?
Absolutely. You know I'd love to.
Perfect. Sarah, I want to say thank you very much for being a part of the Mike Spirit FM show here tonight. And all that remains for me to do is to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.